Activia offers a range of yogurts which are a delicious way to look after your gut health. From the fruit range with carefully selected ingredients to no added sugar and 0% fat offering, as well as a cereals range, there's an Activia for everyone. Made with a unique blend of 5 ferments, creating an irresistibly creamy texture, each pot of Activia is a source of calcium, making it the perfect addition to your daily routine. Activia helps support a healthy gut. Your gut is where it all begins.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Welcome to Real Health with me, Carl Henry. From professional dancing to lockdown workouts to international businesswoman, my next guest epitomizes the phrase her business is named after, that Queens Don't Quit. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by founder of Queens Don't Quit Community and fitness influencer Maeve Madden, all the way from Dubai. Maeve, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
It's getting cold and damp in Ireland, and you were telling me before we came on, it's roasting over in Dubai. We're very jealous. Very jealous. Obviously.
I'm really looking forward though to getting home. So I'm looking forward to feeling a breeze, feeling a wind, and feeling cold. So I honestly can't wait.
There's plenty of it. We can tell you that much. So look, let's get cracking. Let's get to know you a little bit. Lots of people will know you, but for those who don't, tell us a little bit about you. We'll get into the fitness stuff in a little bit. But in terms of your background, Irish dancing was a huge part of your background. I know that. You're from Newry originally.
Yeah, that's right. And I danced competitively until I was 18. And then when I turned 18, I auditioned to be in different Irish dancing shows. And I did that for about 2.5 years. I was lucky enough to dance with Michael Flatley. I feel like that's the real peak of any kind of Irish dancer's career, is to have danced, well, especially in the past, not now because he's retired. But definitely for me, it was amazing. And then I was in a car accident and I decided that I would it wasn't severe, but I did injure myself to the point where I couldn't go on tour and was going to have to take a couple of months off. And I decided to move to London and go to university.
Okay, so that forced a big change. Were you always athletic, sporty?
Well, I had always danced, and I would have danced like a couple of days a week. I didn't play any sport because I focused so much on dance. I was a phenomenal swimmer. Still am. I like to think that I'm a great swimmer. I have a gold... I have a couple of gold medals for when I competed when I was really young, up until I was about 13. And then we had to make a decision whether I would continue swimming or I would focus on the dance. And of course, I went with the dancing. But I am a competitive person by nature. So 14 hours is the longest Monopoly game I've ever played.
Mm-hmm. Slightly competitive, which goes hand in hand from a work perspective. And presumably when you were dancing, like if traveling the world at that age was phenomenally exciting.
It was. And it's such a, it's a shame, and it's not a shame that we didn't have the social media or access to, I remember I had a video camera, like the actual.
Oh yeah, I had one of them.
You know,
yeah.
The handheld video camera. And we took some random footage. I don't know where that footage is anymore. But this was 20 years ago. You know, I'm 38 now. I was 18 then. And I did. I went to like Korea and Malaysia and all over Europe, all around America. And it was truly phenomenal. And I'm so glad that I did have the opportunity to do that.
So you went to London and you went to study international business and nursery school teaching in university. How do you go from that to what you do now? You're living in Dubai. You're an international brand at this stage. How does that happen?
So I had started university and I thought, oh, I'm going to do international business. I felt at that time I had just come from being on tour with all these people. I hadn't studied in a long time. And so I did. I found it really difficult to kind of get into the way of studying. I then decided I didn't want to do international business anymore. And of course, my parents were like, you should do teaching, because my sister did teaching and everybody did teaching. And they were like, it's a great job. And it is. It's a great job. And of course, my mom was like, oh, you get great holidays, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, maybe I'll do that. So I went and I remember my very first day actually of teacher training and being in a class. And I was like, no, this is not for me. And that's fine, but I will complete it because queens don't quit. So I finished it. And I remember at the time thinking, oh, maybe I will go into, I'll open a nursery. And I was thinking of this whole business idea with my sister and we were going to do that. Anyway, that fell the wayside. And I decided to take a gap year when I had finished university. I mean, I'd just been dancing, but anyway, another gap year. I needed to travel some more. And that was when I really got back into fitness and training. And some of my friends in London were doing like commercial modeling, like fitness shoots and things like this. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll give that a go. They're always looking for someone who's athletic or has some kind of talent and can do something different. And I started getting into that. And then social media started. This is like all in a teeny nutshell. It is quite long. But anyway, social media began and I started posting some because I had all these professional pictures and what I was doing. And my audience started growing from there. And of course, then video was introduced on socials and I started posting like small clips. But if I wasn't qualified. And I remember, especially then, it was really like the Insta police. And they were like, you're not qualified. You shouldn't be posting videos. And I thought to myself, I'm not qualified. I am a professional dancer. I do know what I'm doing, but that's what I should do. So then I decided to sign up for an 8-week or it was 12-week like intensive PT nutrition course. Got that and was like, haha, now I can post my videos without anybody saying anything. And then I started training some clients and it just kind of all grew from there.
How do you deal with that then? How do you deal with, or do you, or does it just, is it water off a duck's back in terms of when people do post suffering content that mightn't be particularly positive?
Like people who are not in that profession, like posting things who...
No, just generally. So yeah, if you put content up and someone reacts negatively to the content, how do you handle that? Or do you? Do you look?
I don't really care. Like, I always think it's very strange behavior to, in my personal opinion, for someone to sit behind a phone and to comment negatively or troll someone online or, you know, to write on a, like negatively on a forum or any of those things. I've always thought it a very unusual behavior that someone would even, like I would never open my phone and think, I'm going to write something nasty, you know? And I think, I always think, I tend to feel sad for people who do that. I to be honest, thank God I rarely do get negativity, which is great. I'm really pleased with that. So thank you everybody for being lovely. But if the odd time that I do, I tend to just, to just let it go because I do think that there has to be something negative within someone to do that and try and hurt someone without even being face to face to them, without even knowing the person. So I do. I feel sorry for people who get a thrill out of that. It's very strange to me.
How do you find downtime away from your phone and away from social media? What do you do?
Right now, I am not. I am exhausted. We're coming to the end of the year. It is really difficult to always be on. But there are times where I'll just say, I'm just going to switch off and just maybe take a week off socials. Like I'll tend to like look at it. But in more of a, as someone who doesn't, you know, it's more of a viewer rather than someone who's working on social. And I remember in the past, I was always so adamant, every day I had to post, it had to be at this time, it had to be perfect. And I put so much focus into it. And I feel like social media has really changed, especially over the past couple of years anyway. And there isn't that need to post as frequently, which is great. And I think it's better to just, you know, take a step back, refresh yourself if you need to. And because everybody gets a holiday from work. So if you're working on social, you should take a, and you'll probably come back enjoying it more and feeling more creative.
Do you find you have a very competitive personality and slightly addictive personality? You start just chatting to you, saying you come across as someone who's very driven, very focused. And
yes,
Tell us more about that then.
I think I've just always been very competitive and I really enjoy winning, not against anyone. Like I wouldn't even look at anybody else as competition to myself, or like I wouldn't look at, say, I'm trying to think of a fitness person, Joe Wicks. I wouldn't look at Joe Wicks and be like, I'm going to beat you. But I'll set myself goals and I know what I want. And I set myself, you know, targets of how to get there. And I just keep, like, my mom calls me her little red hen. She's like, there she goes. I just keep working away and working away and hope for the best. And, you know, my late father, he always said, like, you know, if you don't try, you'll never know. Like, he owned his own business. He was an entrepreneur himself. And so that's something that I live by. I'm like, you know what? If I don't try, I'm never going to know. And what's the worst that can happen? The worst that happens is I'll fail. I'll learn something from that failure. And I'll do something else, or I'll keep going and until I succeed. And sure, that's it.
And does that apply to your own exercise kind of and classes and stuff that you're posting? Do you find you have to pull yourself back to prevent injuries and mind your kind of your body and stuff?
At times, yes. So I run live and on-demand classes on the Queen's Don't Quit app. And we've had a really, really intense year. We did take 2 weeks off in the summer where I had pre-planned a whole challenge for everybody to do while I took time off. And that downtime was honestly amazing. I have pulled back before. I used to run, oh my God, I used to do it 5 days a week, these live classes. Now I tend to do 3 to 4 days a week, although I do run the same amount of classes. I just pile them into one day. And it is, but you know what? I really enjoy it and I love what I do. And I feel like from my, you know, time dancing, especially, you know, in the shows and with Michael Flatley, like you just do it. You just keep pushing and you just get it done. And for me, like all of my classes are performances. I call it showtime. And that's it. And I get up and I do my show and I do it to the very best of my ability. And I even get really, if it's not a good class or if I'm feeling a little bit tired, I'll get really, really annoyed with myself. I think it's really like I haven't drank now in, 50 days because we've had such an intense kind of end to this year. We're planning for January. So I really do focus on like my physical, and I'm older now, like I'm 38. So that's really important. So I find that by cutting out alcohol, I'm feeling, you know, more energized, I'm more rested as well, and I'm able to perform better. So just looking after myself that way, I kind of like, you know, I get regular massages and all of those things to ensure that my body is ready to perform.
And one of the things you chat about in the past is about being underweight. And chat to me a little bit about that in terms of how you change your approach to mind yourself now in terms of for all the exercise that you're doing from a nutritional perspective.
I think that I grew up in an era, you know, in the noughties and, you know, in the late 90s where, you know, Victoria Beckham was being weighed on TV just after she had had her first baby, where, you know, that it was that kind of thing where everybody was really skinny. And, you know, and people spoke about that all the time. And I feel like when I went into, so when I finished university and went into that industry, it was very toxic. And I did put a lot of pressure on myself because, like I said already, you know, I am very competitive. I wanted to make a career out of this, even though a lot of people doubted me. And I feel like that drives me even more when people doubt me. I'm like, haha, watch me. I will make this work. Like maybe it won't be like absolutely amazing, but I will 100% make it work. And I definitely put myself under a lot of pressure. I also was in at that time a very controlling and toxic relationship. And often when people, and I think for myself, when you've lost control of your life, you start to control other things. And I believe that not getting emotional. What are you doing? This isn't therapy. But I do believe that with that loss of control, that was what I was trying to control in my life. And it's so funny because like my mom, like we look back now and my mom's like, I'm very close with my mom and I was with my dad as well. And they're like, how did we not see? And even I look back and I'm like, at that time, I didn't see how bad it was until now. And obviously I left that relationship. And I remember when I left that relationship, that was when I started my social media. And for me, it was really important. I followed a lot of incredibly strong women who were promoting a very healthy and strong physique online. And I was like, I want to feel like that. I want to feel empowered. I want to feel strong. I want to feel confident. I want to feel like my old self. And that's probably why I've always, enjoyed social. Like for me, it was coming out of a darkness into a light. Like that's super cheesy. But for me, it really, it really was. And it was a great journey.
Chats me around the name then, the Queen's Don't Quit. So let's bring it to there. How did you come up with the name?
So we were in lockdown and I feel like, I have a couple of group chats and we would always call ourselves in the group chat Queens. And when lockdowns and when we would speak to each other, like it is a bit naff. Is that still a word? That is not a vibe. And that's like the name of a couple of group chats. And I remember I was doing these classes and I was definitely like, we were all like kind of hungover. Like we were getting up, we were doing them at 10:30, at 11 o'clock in the morning. And we thought that was early because it was lockdown. And I'd actually created the method of the class, free lockdown. And I was already performing this. We had done a few shows with big brands and things like that. And I used that same method where it was like to 90s music, very nostalgic, super fun, no equipment. And it just has a really good vibe to it. Like you can't not do a Queens Don't Quit class and not feel great after. Like if you're having the worst day and you do my OG hip party, you just feel great. And you're like, you know what? That was a whole pile of fun. Did I work out? Like a lot of people think that. And you're like, yeah, I burned a ton. I feel great. And during the classes, of course, I had to like talk to myself because no one's giving me feedback. So I'd be like, come on, Queen, and stuff like that. And one day I just said it and I was like, I'm obviously was dying. And during my class, and I just said, Queens Don't Quit. And then I remember I kind of kept saying it and I was chatting with the group and I said, I'm thinking about making this something more. I was like, I don't know what to call it. And Sarah, who did the classes religiously throughout lockdown, she was like Team Queen or Queen Team. And she was like, and you always say Queens Don't Quit. And Team Queen had been taken by someone else. So I was like, well, Queens Don't Quit has a great ring to it. And that's really what it is. It's not, it's like everybody's a queen. And that's, and it's a very trendy word as well. And everybody calls each other a queen. And, it doesn't matter how old you are or, what shape, size, fitness level you are. Everyone's a queen. Everyone can join in and keep going because Queens Don't Quit.
Sold. You've sold it to all our listeners. Well done. If people want to check out the classes and check you out on Instagram, where can they find you?
At Maeve Madden, Maeve_Madden, or at Queens Don't Quit. And of course, our app is available in the App Store and on Google Play. That Android one that you all have. But we are also on web as well. We're everywhere, but I do actually have classes on my Instagram page if you want to give it a little trial.
Cool. Amazing. Maeve Madden, it's been great to catch up. Enjoy the sunny weather in Dubai. It's cold and windy in Dublin and we will catch up in person very, very soon. Folks, really hope you enjoyed today's episode of Real Health with me, Carl Henry. As ever, you know where we are at Carl Henry PT on Instagram, realhealth@independent.ie. Try some classes this week and we'll see you next week for more Real Health. So long, gaffo.